Whenever it is possible, my dog accompanies me on a walk, or ride, or sail. I've had many dog friends, huge mastiffs, soft-eyed spaniels, wood-wise setters, and honest, homely bull terriers. At present, the lord of my affections is one of these bull terriers. He has a long pedigree, a crooked tail, and the drollest phiz in dogdom. My dog friends seem to understand my limitations, and always keep close beside me when I am alone. I love their affectionate ways and the eloquent wag of their tails. When a rainy day keeps me indoors, I amuse myself after the manner of other girls. I like to knit and crochet. I read in the happy-go-lucky way I love. Here and there a line, or perhaps I play a game of two of checkers or chess with a friend. I have a special board on which I play these games. The squares are cut out, so that the men stand in them firmly. The black checkers are flat, and the white ones curved on top. Each checker has a hole in the middle, in which a brass knob can be placed to distinguish the king from the commons. The chessmen are of two sizes, white larger than black, so that I have no trouble in following my opponent's manoeuvres by moving my hands lightly over the board after a play. The jar made by shifting the men from one hole to another tells me when it is my turn. If I happen to be all alone and in an idle mood, I play a game of solitaire, of which I am very fond. I use playing cards marked in the upper right-hand corner with braille symbols which indicate the value of the card. If there are children around, nothing pleases me so much as to frolic with them.